Today, I have Crystal with me, and we're going to walk through a very common scenario for tens of millions of people around the world. We have a loved one with an upcoming healthcare appointment. It could be with a doctor or a specialist or someone else in their care network. And we want to walk through the journey of the caregiver after they go and meet their loved one at the doctor's office and what EnterHive can do to help alleviate caregiver burnout. So Crystal, looking forward to this tour.
Yeah, I love it. I think you kind of hit it on the head. I think everyone out there in some capacity is going through their own family care journey, whether they're an adult child caring for their, you know, maybe aging parent or a parent with a chronic condition. You could be a partner helping your partner, you know, family. It's really common these days to be able to coordinate across distance, whether it be towns, cities, states, countries. And managing complex care with multiple specialists and keeping up with all that information, it can be overwhelming and also feel a little isolating. So really wanted to kind of walk you through in this particular situation. You know, a lot of times when care takes a shift or has a change, it's usually the result of an accident or a new diagnosis or something that requires some caliber of shift in information. So in this particular instance, you know, when we think about there was a fall or someone maybe, you know, in this case was experiencing some chest pain and they weren't sure what was going on. They called family to help. And then from there, we were able to go to the doctor's office. And we know after talking with families, there's so much information out there and there's a lot of time to try to understand it, to consume it, to know what to do with it, who to share it with. And so we made it really easy. With the tap of a button, you can go in, whether it's a care conversation that's happening, as you had said, in a medical setting. Possibly it could be a care conversation happening at home. Maybe it's even a care conversation that's just observations, you know, over time, how is someone progressing and changing? But you easily tap this button. You'll get the reminder to say, hey, you know, does everyone okay with me taking notes with EnterHive? You start the recording and it kind of runs in the background. So it was important for us for technology to be there to allow people to be present. We wanted to capture everything so no word was missed, but really the emotional presence of being there to support your loved one, being able to ask the questions, to be able to understand, that was important to us. So what you'll see here, for example, is in one of our recent visits, you know, my dad ended up having some chest pain. They weren't sure what was going on, had given us a call. We went to the doctors together. We were able to, you know, do this recording. And what came out of it was a real-time summary. So it talks about, you know, what generally was the discussion, who was present, what are some of the actions that we can take. So a lot of times in these conversations, you'll have, you know, some shift to medication, there'll be some shift to at home or care management. A lot of times there's, you know, a conversation or an upcoming discussion that they want to schedule. And so we just made it really easy to understand, what do I need to do today? You know, what are some of the things that maybe I need to schedule in the future? And then what are ongoing care things that are really important to think about? You know, oftentimes this is daily or weekly shifts. These are really important. We'll get to that later about, you know, why do we want to track these things? What sort of information and insight can they give us with patterns over time? So just really great way of capturing information. As you can see, when it's done, it goes in here. You get a notification. If you want to view all your notes, you've got this general note collection, so you can kind of scroll through and see all the notes at a glance. This indication is, you know, a lot of the notes have the ability if you want to add your own information. So sometimes people like to do some sort of observation or thoughts after. Some people really like to, you know, once they share it with other people, maybe they want to have a conversation with their family and then they want to add in and say, you know, I talked to the family on this day. Here's what we all agreed to. But we make it really easy so you can share this with your community. So when you hit this, it goes into this community space. And this is a space that families get to design their self. So they can determine who do we want to have in this space. A lot of times it tends to be their closest inner circle. So family, friends. Some people like to invite neighbors, you know, people in their movement group, their spiritual group. You can invite people and you can have the option if you want them to just be a viewer. And they can go in and they can support you along the way. So they have the ability to interact. You know, keep current. This is a really great place to just post updates so everyone's on the same page. Or if you want help managing care, we've made it easy so that you can be a care owner. And so this is when you have multiple co-owners, these are other people that you trust. So they have full permission to be able to add, edit, make any sort of adjustment. But it's a really great space because we've gotten a lot of feedback from families. And they've said, you know, if you can make it really easy with one tap, we want to be able to capture the information. Inner Hive is going to be your second brain. And then the next step is we want to be able to share that. We want to share it so there's ease of coordination. We want to be able to share it with family so everyone's connected. And so that's what we've done here.
That's very impressive, Crystal, because I think for most caregivers, their first line of note-taking is potentially a pen and a paper pad. Or yes. In most cases, there's nothing. And then maybe somebody may try to do an audio recording. So I want to kind of hammer home this point is, you download the app to your smartphone. You go into the doctor's office with your loved one. You push record, and then you stay present with your loved one and that doctor. I think that's important.
It's so hard when you're caring, right? There's so many different cases and levels of support and care that one can extend. And I think these days, more often than not, everyone's got their own journey, their own life. And when you're caring across from a distance, to be able to stay connected and understand, and nothing gets lost in translation. You don't have to worry about, you know, can I read my notes? Or shoot, I don't know what that was I wrote. Or, you know, the telephone game. A lot of times with my family, I have a number of siblings that are younger than me. And so, you know, someone will get a call and it's like, oh, mom had this accident. Here's what's going on. Well, by the time it gets to the third person, that accident has morphed, right? It's taken a different color. So now you're like, wait a minute, what got lost in translation? Can I just understand like what was actually, you know, discussed and what the next steps are and help me understand where the focus is? So really powerful there. I think in many, many scenarios, we've had some families even use this. It's a really beautiful way to capture, you know, outside of appointments, people that may be in a situation of maybe cognitive decline, or they're just so overwhelmed. You know, it's very easy when you get stressed to not always remember what was that conversation, what was going on. And in those cases, some people will use this and they just capture, here are my wishes, here's what I want. You know, this is what's meaningful for me. And so you've got that discussion. So 2 months, 6 months from now, you're able to revisit. And so you don't have to carry the weight of making that decision. You can reference back. And, you know, in many cases, it's really soothing to families to be able to hear their own voice and go, okay, we did have that conversation. Those were my wishes. Okay, let's figure out how we can honor them.
And to point out for our listeners here, it's more than just the actual, so if it's a 20-minute appointment, it's more than just a 20-minute audio recording that they have to listen to. Inner Hive is actually taking that, transcribing it, working on the background to actually do summaries, which is saving a lot of time of you having to manually do that yourself.
100%. And it's really great because you can interact. And so as you put these things on here, we've had a lot of families say, you know, when we're sharing care, it's really good to know what is outstanding and needs to be done that I can step in and help with, you know, versus what's already done. And so as you move through these, it's dynamic. It's meant to shift with you, but you can then capture, okay, what's done, what's still outstanding. So being able to put those into action and kind of task-oriented items, we've gotten really good feedback from families that that's valuable, because a lot of times people are like, I just need to focus on today and tomorrow, and I can't think beyond there. So help me just understand what are the critical things that need my attention. So typically from there, after a conversation, you know, an appointment, usually what happens is people go home and the first degree of order is, okay, let's think about who's in your support network. You know, what does that look like in terms of who, where, all the people, places, things. So as we start to visualize that, one of the first questions that comes up is, okay, well, in the case of an emergency or in the case of you know, maybe getting family aligned or new support members, what are the critical medical information that we need to understand? And so we did this profile page. So a lot of families come in here and the first thing they fill out is, okay, let's understand the diagnoses, the allergens, the medications. This is often really important just because as they're getting support, if something were to happen, you know, you hear a lot of people say, make sure it's available in your home, or make sure other people understand so that people are informed in terms of what they can and cannot have, or what, you know, what sort of interactions might be happening if there is a shift and they need to come on a new medication, or if there's an ambulatory situation and someone new is coming into the house. So we've made it really easy just to collect all the critical medical information here. And then families have this just at a quick glance to be able to support them. And then from there, we allow families to build out your Hive. So when I talk about that support network, this is what it looks like. So we've really thought about it from a holistic lens. So we know that there's so many different aspects of care. You know, you have your living, you have your community, you have your primary, you have your specialist, you've got your, you know, future planning, finance, legal. And this was a way to easily represent and show, build empathy of here's the situation. So you can see everyone that's involved, all the people, all the places. A lot of families, this is important because it really helps them advocate for their wellness. It helps them tell their story. It makes it easy so that when you're going in and you're going, okay, let's learn a little bit more about Arthur. We know some of the medical information, but you know, what are some of the other notes that we want to take that are important that's contextual? Are there things that, you know, might be around his routine that he prefers? Are there things that are going to really help him feel a little bit more engaged and comforted? These are things that are really important. It's why we wanted to make sure Arthur was at the center and we're thinking about the person as a whole. And we're looking at who are the core people, his inner circle that really surround him. Again, there's an option as you're building out your inner circle. You can go through, it doesn't have to be, you know, just your immediate family. It could be anyone. It could be a neighbor. It could be a best friend. These are people that are just closest to you, that you trust, that you want to be involved in your care. In some cases, you know, you see Muffin here. We've had a lot of people that as they get older, if they opted not to have children or if that wasn't their path, you know, maybe they care a lot about animals. And so they have animals within their home and it's equally important to them that their animals receive care. So they have them identified as their inner circle so that if something were to happen or if, you know, there were to be an ambulatory situation, whomever comes in to help Arthur also knows that, hey, here's what's expected for Muffin. You know, we want to track all the critical information in terms of what Muffin needs if Arthur has to step out or receive care. This way his community knows and they can step in. So it's really great when you can access this on desktop. Most people access it on their phone. So when you go in, anytime you're adding someone new, you know, this is meant to grow with you and you have the ability to add any sort of note. Every note defaults to private. If you want to change that, you can certainly make it public. The difference there is when you have a community of people that are just viewers, if something is private and they're just a viewer, they won't be able to access it. So that's just intended to be for those that are kind of managing care together as a co-owner. You can go in and as you're adding any of these specialists, you've got the ability to add their contact information. So on your mobile phone, it's really easy. You can just quickly pull up your contact list and you can get them added in there. This is really handy when your support network needs to know who do I call and contact, you know, if you have questions or in the case of emergency. So really, this is just a place that's meant to be shifting with you. It's meant to change. It absolutely evolves with your journey. You can go through, it doesn't need to be built out like this. Maybe right now, all you care about is living. You can focus on just building out your living. Maybe for others, it's community and primary care. This is really kind of pick your own journey. Figure out what makes sense for you and the care that you need.
Pretty powerful there. And I think for most people, they're trying to manually track all these relationships. So it's nice to see visually, at a glance, the people very close to them, including pets, and then breaking it out with us with that larger community. Seem to be very useful to kind of organize all this chaos.
And on that information front, when you're uploading information, you've got two ways. You can either manually add it or you can, same thing, quickly just take a picture and your camera will scan it and then it will capture that information and we'll get it uploaded in there. So that's a really easy way of kind of making sure that as things change, that shifts. Another opportunity is, you know, appointments. This is such a big part of caregiving. You know, there's a lot of people often that you need to talk to, that you need to learn from, whether again, out at an organization or maybe inside the home. So in this case, we give the ability to just hook up to your calendar. So if you want to connect with your calendar, you can jump in, you can do that. It makes it really easy because then you can see, oh, I have an upcoming appointment with my cardiologist. You go to that meeting and at that time, you get a little notification that pops up and says, you know, you have a meeting right now with Dr. Carrie Hartman. Would you like to capture the information? And then that gives you the ability to go back to the beginning where we use and we run technology in the background and capture all the information. We summarize it. We parse it out into clear action items so people know, you know, what are the next steps? And then we make it really easy for you to be able to care with your support network. So as care changes, you probably saw this, the notes piece in here. This is just a running log, but our goal was to give people the ability as they're in here and they want to add some sort of notes. They can go in and it can be, I had a great meeting. next step is to meet in a month. And then you can capture that. And it's going to be under the, you know, the respective, the current, whomever it is that you have the meeting with. And so it's a really easy way to go, okay, you know what? Every month I have a meeting with my cardiologist. I want to go, I want to pull up all my notes around what those conversations look like. And so it makes it easy for tracking. It makes it easy for reference. We've had families use it. And if they want to upload any sort of documents, you know, we've got this space. If you are thinking about when I'm going to these conversations and these meetings and these appointments, a lot of times they're asking for, okay, what is your contact information? What's your insurance? You know, do you have any sort of power of attorney? Have you done a HIPAA release? You know, all these different things. So having a document center where you can easily put this information and access it makes it really powerful. No matter where you are, it's right there at your fingertips. It's accessible. The same goes for any sort of, you know, context that you want to be able to share. Maybe you're tracking, you had a fall and you had hip surgery and you want to be able to go and see what your progress over time is with physical therapy. It's a really good place to be able to upload videos and pictures so you can see trend over time. You know, how is Arthur doing last week versus how is he doing this week?
I like this. Pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of options here. We're trying to meet families where they're at. We know that, you know, everyone's journey is kind of unique and different. And our end goal is really if we can help people get organized. You know, we've had a lot of families say, I feel completely scattered or I am so lost. I don't know where to start. And I feel like I'm on this journey alone. Like I just, it's just me. No one gets it. No one understands. And so within our hive, we really wanted to use technology as a way to kind of augment the network, to be able to provide families with the ability to focus their time on being present, on being with their loved ones. So they don't have to think about, you know, okay, what was that conversation? It's right there. It's summarized. Here's clear next steps. They can very easily share it out with their support network and feel connected. So really that sense of having your information, the context at your fingertips to feel informed and organized, to be able to move through, to make decisions, that's so powerful when you start to think about quality of life and care, especially as you move forward. A lot of times there's no shortage of decisions that families are constantly having to make. And it's much easier and more effective when you've got the critical context there. And then, of course, you know, to feel connected and supported along the way is powerful. This is a largely just as much an emotional as it is a mental journey for both the person extending care and the person receiving care. So that's a perfect kind of segue in, because I think what's really important is, you know, once you're kind of, you get through that appointment, immediately you have relief and value. You're like, okay, I quickly hit a button. I recorded it. I've got the clarity. I have action items. I've shared it with my family. That's so easy. We want to provide you value immediately. We want to be able to get you through those conversations in the beginning phase. Then we want you to be able to see and visualize your support network. Who do I have around me? What does that look like? How can they help? What's some of the ways that, you know, there's meaningful connection between us? And then the next piece is a lot of times you want to be able to track progress because you are going to have ongoing support. You're going to have a healing journey or, you know, in many cases, if it's a chronic condition or if it's someone living with a medical complexity, that often doesn't get easier, that doesn't go away. And a really powerful place is the journal, which I know most people have often thought about journaling as very youthful, right? Something that we all did as a child. But it is also something, and I think there's something to be learned about children. They're very free and pure and they're curious, and we need more of that coming into adulthood through life, period. You know, I hope one day when the time comes, I will have the chance to have lived a full life, but I never want to lose my youth. I want to die later in life, but I still want to die young. You know, I always want to keep that fire and that spark alive. And with journaling, you know, there's a perception that it can be time intensive. And sometimes people think, I have a lot of emotions. I'm not sure I want to sit with them, or I don't really want to think about what's going on. It's a little taxing to me and I'd rather avoid it. Or, you know, I don't know what I'm going to get out of this. But there's so much research around how valuable it is to be able to have self-awareness, to be able to, you know, regulate your emotions. And journaling really provides a safe space for that. It allows people to kind of explore how they're feeling, what's happening, any behaviors, any observations. And all of those things, when you look at those, you know, any sort of data information over time, the trends that it exposes, the insight it gives you, it's so powerful. Not only are you reducing, you know, in many cases, the stress and anxiety of just writing down how you're feeling and the worries and the frustrations, but it also gives you this ability to be able to pick up on trends, to be able to see patterns, patterns that can be so valuable in terms of how do you get ahead of something. You know, when someone's feeling great, you can kind of see on this calendar here, this is just looking at sentiment. So you can see when you go in, you know, sentiment over time is just, you come in and you say, how am I feeling today? You know, what are some of the emotions that I'm feeling? What's happening in life? Where's my energy at? How much time did I actually get to spend on myself? And this might be me, right, as the daughter, Arthur's daughter. And then I'm thinking about, okay, well, what did I do today? What are some of the events and ways that I've helped my dad? And you can kind of indicate them here, and then you can also track what that looks like. And you can adjust this, because a lot of times it's not the same every day. And the beauty of this is this helps you see, okay, you know, what's going on here? Why was Tuesday good and Friday not good? And you go in and you're like, okay, you know, it's not every day is easy, but today was exceptionally hard. You know, dad's really getting frustrated at everything. He really didn't want to take his meds or eat anything. And he just wasn't willing to cooperate when we had a, you know, a care conversation at home. And so it was such a frustrating day for me, and that emotion was compounding, that I needed to find a way to process it. And so this is powerful, because if you were to see, you know, a week where someone's doing well, you want to be able to understand, well, what happened that week? Because you want to be able to repeat that. You want to know, did they feel supported? Where were they spending their time? Did they get some time to themselves? Was their wellness complete? And the same goes for if you have a week where someone maybe has poor sentiment. It's really important to know, okay, you know, maybe there's an area or a space where they were spending their time that week that the community, their support network, can step in and help. Maybe there was some gap of care that was happening that you can provide a recommendation and say, okay, have you considered this service, or, you know, have you considered talking and meeting with this person or trying this tool? So being able to spot those trends in health and how someone feels in their well-being, I mean, that's so powerful. Those are subtle shifts that when you're so overwhelmed and stressed, they often go unnoticed. And if you don't have that information, you can't really make, right? You're missing out on informed decisions, and you're missing out on the ability to intervene faster. And we had a family recently, and her mom had had surgery, came home. We've been working with this family for a while, and you know, they've been tracking and they've been putting critical notes in. They were capturing the conversation. It was a couple days after, you know, maybe 4 days after, and I get a message and they're saying, I don't know what's happening. I'm not sure who to talk to, but my mom has been so confused, and I'm wondering if, you know, maybe there's something else happening. Maybe there's Alzheimer's, and they immediately, right, jump to this negative space of, it could be this other condition, which I think is very natural. It's a natural emotional response. And I also think there's so many different, you know, so much information out there that you're often trying to understand, like, okay, what is this? What could it be? Like, you're constantly mapping, right? And I'd say, well, have you considered journaling? Have you thought about maybe just tracking every day? How is she feeling? How are you feeling? What are you each doing? What are you observing? You know, we make it super easy to go through in less than a minute in this journal. You can also use the same recording. You tap a button and you can start recording and speak into it with observations. Today, I noticed mom was walking. Her gait was great. She was in great spirits. We had a conversation, you know, X, Y, and Z. So you don't always need to do the written prompts. You can do the audio, whatever makes, you know, whatever feels the best for you. But in any case, they ended up journaling, and a week later, they looked and they realized that when the confusion started and when it kind of continued to escalate was right after the surgery. And the surgery had introduced a new medication, and the doctors weren't necessarily talking. And so they didn't realize that she was on different medication that would have an interaction. And so this illuminated that, hey, this started after surgery, a new medication was introduced. Maybe we should flag this and talk to the doctor and see what's going on. So they're able to go and have a conversation with their care and support network and learn that there's not another condition at hand. Her mom's in great health, you know, cognitively. It just happened to be a medication shift. But they found it because they were able to spend less than a minute a day just going through and journaling. So it's really powerful.
Observe everything that's significant. Even if you don't think it's significant up front, the smallest things can make the biggest differences. So I love this.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And we have a lot of families who are navigating cognitive changes who are actually ones that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's so critical because when you think about it, you know, any sort of symptom, any behavior change, trigger, safety concern, their eating, their movement, sleep patterns, that's rich. That's rich learning right there. I mean, to be able to share that information with family support networks, to be able to give people data to make informed decisions, not only are you aligned and you're clear on how someone's doing, but it's exceptional for people that have a cognitive impairment because most often are set up for success when there's consistency in a coordinated care routine. And so when something shifts or when you're seeing, you know, a new pattern, you know, a new trend kind of emerge, that makes it much, much easier to be able to identify and go, okay, what can we do to close that gap? What can we do to make this shift? What can we do to change the outcome? How can we get ahead of it? Let's be more proactive, right?
It could be as simple as their best friend been calling every day for the last month and all of a sudden they stop calling and all of a sudden there's a downward spiral and you wonder, oh, they're conditioned to have that contact with that friend and that's changed. Or like you mentioned before with the medication or maybe the food change or maybe the therapist has changed. Everything matters when you're looking at figuring out what's different.
Oh, for sure. And we know that even sometimes before we can make that connection, people don't even always have that awareness. So if we can make it easy to be able to see like, okay, on average, across this month, you know, how are you feeling? Okay, on average, I was actually feeling all right. So my current situation of how I'm getting support, what we're extending for care, the time I'm spending on myself, like the overall wellness, not the best, not the worst, but I'm good. Maybe you want to look at how many hours of care you're spending. This is important when you're thinking about bringing in outside help. So you can very quickly articulate on average, this is how many hours I spend and I could really use help for half of them or all of them. And of those hours, here's where I tend to spend the most time. And so this is great because then you can find the right people that are a good fit. This is valuable for bringing in, you know, assistance with companionship. It could be valuable for bringing in assistance with medical respite or relief. It's really valuable for families that are trying to understand how can I qualify as a caregiver to be paid because I'm having to learn a skill. I'm extending effort and time, and this is my job. You know, I am providing care. I'm there as a loved one, but I'm also there in the capacity of a caregiver that's having to think about safety and nutrition and administering meds and all of these things. So this is a really good way to help people start to build awareness of like, okay, what's my, you know, how am I feeling? Where am I spending my time? What does that look like in terms of time for self? What's happening with my own situation? Because often when the time and the complexity of care goes up, that starts to impact, you know, those that are extending care, the caregiver, it starts to impact their wellness. And at the end of the day, we're centered around, you know, we were built by caregivers, me, the team, we've been in different situations. We know firsthand the overwhelm. We know the burnout. We know how exhausting it was, how alone it felt, how powerful it is to have the tools and the resources in the community because it helps you lighten the load. It helps you find a little of a better, healthier life integration. And so that wellness is our core focus. If we can provide tools that are paired and give, you know, families the ability to be emotionally present, give them the space to do what they know how to do best and support in that capacity of a loved one without impacting their wellness, with having the right information to make informed decisions, with honoring quality of care. That's our sweet spot. That's what we're here for.
I also see that you extended the caregiving group to a larger community.
Yes. So I think really we have, you're kind of giving a little bit of a primer into some feedback we've heard from families where you can build your inner hive, you can invite people in, you can share with them, you can determine, you know, how many, who, what level of access you want to give them to, you know, whether it's superficial updates or all of your notes. But what we've really gotten from families is, hey, I really want to be connected to other families. Because you know, think about business. You find another business owner, another entrepreneur, and you know they get it. You know when you meet them, you don't have to explain the situation or what it is that you've been navigating, the highs and lows that you ebb and flow through. they just get it. And the same with a caregiver. You often want to find other people that have in some capacity been on that journey, because you don't spend your time explaining your story. You spend your time growing together, learning from each other, supporting each other, because the empathy is built so quickly from having walked in their shoes. And so we are exploring what that looks like to bring all of our Inner Hive community together so that they can start to share, they can comment, they can exchange, they can learn together. And before we open that up, the first step that we had taken is our community had said, I really am struggling with resources. There's no easy way to find them. It's super overwhelming. We get a 20-page packet when we leave. I go to Google and you can scroll for days. And I want to be able to just know. I'm having a really hard time communicating with my mom. I don't know what tips or tactics I should be using. I don't know how I can make her feel calm and safe, but I need to get her to understand that she needs to be able to take her meds. Who can help me? And so they always ask, like, where can I go? And then the next question becomes, have other families had a good experience? Are they trusted? And so we heard loud and clear that our community wanted to be able to share with each other. And so we gave them a space to elevate and to be able to add anyone, anything that is a support, from educational to reading to service to community. We have this space that continues to grow, and it's all community driven. So the intent there was, you know, our community wanted the ability to pay it forward. So they wanted to be able to say, hey, I had a really good experience with this organization. You know, if you're on this journey, you know, maybe consider them. Obviously, it's all subjective. Certainly what works for one may not work for the other, but at least if you have a general sense and the family has gone in and they've had the ability to rate it, you've got an understanding of, okay, someone else had a good experience and here's what they felt from it. It gives you this little bump of confidence of trust.
So you're not alone.
Not alone. Not alone. Yeah, I think that's really powerful. I think understanding who's out there to help, you know, can it be they, it, them, whomever, you know, is there a trust component there? I think that's really important for families. You know, in an overwhelmed space, a lot of people are given information or, you know, suggested to go do this or sold this or, and the undercurrent is always, you know, is this in my best interest? Are we really thinking about the family? Is this there to serve them? Or is there a business or an undercurrent or something else that's influencing? And so families really, really lean on each other. That peer-to-peer is powerful. And you don't even need to be an Inner Hive user to access this. We've made this super easy. So if you want to be able to share this, and this is a mix of national, of local, it's a mix of, you probably saw anywhere from people that are, you know, may have children or partner managing a chronic condition or a medical complexity, all the way to aging, all the way to, you know, the end of life, hospice, dealing with grief, recovery, young children. There's a whole mix of resources in here. And it's so powerful to be able to just easily share this out with someone and go, hey, look, you know, I know this is where you're at. I know this is what's happening, where you're exploring. Maybe you want to check these guys out. So super easy. Anyone can access it, share it with whoever you think could benefit. It's a quick copy and paste, all about sharing the care. So
Crystal, if we have a caregiver who's about to be in a situation where they're going to be with their loved one in the healthcare environment for appointment, how can they get started with Inner Hive?
So we are in the Google Play Store. We are in the App Store. You can also go to our website, innerhive.com. We're available there if you want to use it on desktop, iPad. But basically, once you download it, it's really quick. You go through, you enter your email, your name, you get a little code, it sends it to your email. You jump in and then immediately land on this screen. And you've got the ability right away, like I said, in like two clicks, hit record. Hey, William, are you good? I'm going to take some notes while we're here together. Let it run in the background. Instant. When it's done, you can see this is where you're going to have that information. So you walk away and very quickly you can share it with your community. So not adding to anyone's plate, we're actually looking to take from their plate. We want to make it really, really fast and easy to be able to get that information in a succinct, focused way, because we know how overwhelming it is. No one wants to go and listen to an hour's meeting and try to comb through and go, wait, what was said? What do I need to focus on? What do I tell my sister or, you know, my partner? So we make it easy.
So for anybody listening here to this, head over to innerhive.com to get started. And just know you're not alone. You have help out there. And Krista has worked to help make this a little bit easier for you.
And this is free. So anyone that wants to access it, get in here, play around, figure out, you know, where it's valuable for you. Is it capturing that information right now because you're going to and having a bunch of care conversations? You know, is it maybe going into the journal because you feel like right now I just need to process where I'm at. I'm on a healing journey. I need to know the emotions I'm sitting with and get a little bit more emotional balance. Is it connecting with the community through some of the resources and just sharing out what's going on? There's so much opportunity in here to really feel supported and connected and to be able to get and be in a place with family where you feel like you guys are in this together. You're not alone. You're not overwhelmed. There is a path forward. There's a light.
Well, I appreciate you taking us on this tour, Krystal, and helping to address the caregiver burnout. So everybody out there, take a look at InnerHive and see if it can help you out.
Yeah. William, I'm curious, before we close, I mean, we've had some intimate conversation around, you know, some of the opportunities we've had in our life and with families. And, you know, one of the things we were just chatting about before this was upcoming appointment. And, oh man, yes, it's so easy because I don't know, there's a million questions I want to ask. And when they give me new information, I can't hear anything else but that. So having someone that's my second brain, having InnerHive as a partner, that's powerful. So, you know, when you think about your situation, you think about families, where does this really meet you? Where do you feel this? Where does this pull on your heartstrings the most?
Actually, I had an appointment a couple of weeks ago in this situation where I was trying to manually take the notes, which it didn't go well. I had trouble keeping track of the medical terminology and exact follow-up, which was challenging. So when I met you and came across InnerHive, I said, next time I'm in that situation, I'll have the app on my phone and ready to go. In addition, I do have some other family members who are in this situation too. So they're going to take a look at it and give me some feedback as well. So when I kept thinking about the challenges, like, this is so common and you almost get used to just figuring out you're going to miss half the things that the doctor says. And then maybe you go to the notes later online, you're still going to be kind of confused. And then you're going to be stuck with the emails and the text to the rest of the family to keep them up to date. So, like, there's a better way out there now. So I'm really excited for exploring this in my own life and then spreading the word for it.
Yeah, you have an upcoming appointment we're just chatting about in a week or two. So I'm going to be eager. I'm going to hold you to it. I want to hear how it works, what you think, because we want to make sure that we're meeting people where they're at. It's, you know, it's hard. We all have different journeys and we all want to solve a million problems at once, but we have to start somewhere and to be able to provide immediate value and to feel like we're helping families. That's our North Star. So the more we get to learn, the more we get to connect with families, the more we hear from them, the good, the bad, that really, I think that motivates, that really inspires our team to keep building, keep going, keep doing. This is a hard space. It's, you know, navigating care is not easy.
Well, I will be giving you feedback here shortly. And then hoping others will also go out there and take a look and give it a try.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Krystal.
Of course. Hope everyone enjoyed and look forward to connecting with more people. Like I said, innerhive.com. Feel free if you ever want to reach out, chat, get any sort of perspective. I've been through this journey. Obviously, our journeys may not be the same, but I'm here as a lending ear. So hello at innerhive.com is where you can reach me.